I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampaign.
Pop the glampaign. It's time for the Julie Tussie Show live guest, current event scathing expose. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussie.
Thank you so much, everybody. What a pleasure it is to be here with you today. I'm Julie Tussie with the Julie Tussie Show. So excited about spring. We've been talking about spring cleaning. We've been talking about setting goals that we can actually accomplish. We have been talking about some great things on the Julie Tussie Show. And today we're going to talk about a few current events. I'm Julie Tussie, smart enough to be a blonde. Health and beauty are synonymous, and when you find a place that can help you accomplish those two things in your life, you have really found a treasure. The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. You have got to go and enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them that Julie sent you. Beautiful You Medical Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on the Julie Tussie Show.
So we're back to talk about a few current events, and maybe even one that is a little not current that I just found out about. I'm really excited about it. But we've had a lot of wonderful things going on with the Julie Tussie Show and the Julie Tussie Band. I was telling everyone last podcast that I went out and sang at the Paddy Wagon. The band went, and that the band is Gary Tussie on lead guitar, Laura Boston background vocals, Mark Tussie on bass, and Jesse Pena on drums. I get to sing. So it was really, really fun, and I had such a good time. But I actually have never been drunk and never had a hangover. I don't drink. I just personal preference, don't like the way it tastes. But I've never been drunk, but I always think I have a hangover after I go out and sing. I got to bed about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I decided that I have to give this horrible thing going on with me a name. So I get up in the morning and I have a headache, and it's just sleep deprivation probably. But what is up with that? So I decided that since I sang all night, I'm going to call it a sangover. So I'm still coming off of a little bit of a sangover right now, but I actually am feeling pretty good. I had my coffee. Things are going pretty good. You all know Gary was in the Head-On Collision, so I want to give you a little update about that. Things are moving along. He's actually starting to feel a little better. Still have some issues. Still has to have a surgery or two, and things are going better. But thank you so much for giving on the GoFundMe page. It was GoFundMe.com/ Gary and Julie Tussie. And that was such a blessing to our family for the donations that came in to help us through, because you all know that listen regularly that we're self-employed, and the company did fantastic. We have a company called Tussie Construction, and you talk about a fantastic company. We have a large crew of men that we are going out and building homes. I mean, there's nothing that our company can't do. And it has stayed very strong. If you need something done, please look us up on facebook.com/ Tussie Construction, Tussey Construction. The business is booming. Thank God. Oh my goodness. Just all of the the last 10 years have been horrible for construction. Just not good at all. And so those things are turning around. We are busier than we've ever been before. And Gary's managing the company mostly, which is nice. And things are going really good in that area. So thanks for keeping our family in your prayers. We appreciate that. We'll be right back. Well, if you didn't hear the last podcast about setting goals, oh my goodness, you missed it. You need to go back and listen. That was episode 43. And it was so good about setting goals. I'm encouraged. I'm going to be setting some more goals. I am looking forward to it. It's spring. We've been talking about clean out your closet, declutter your life. And when you do that, that frees up your mind. And then, of course, the next natural step would be to set some goals. And, you know, whether it's putting a garden in, losing 100 pounds, starting a company, or taking over the entire world, doesn't matter. Because if you set a goal and you set a successful goal, like we talked about, you will accomplish it and it's going to be awesome. So it's a wonderful time of year to start making some changes in your life. I want to talk to you about some current events. You may not have known this, but I became a cloudtographer last week. Yep, a Facebook sensation. I had 1.6 thousand views on my little cloud video. But I became a cloudtographer because Jillian and I were taking a walk. And we were, I look down. I watch where I'm walking when I'm walking outside. And I was looking down and Jillian said, "Mom, look up and look at that cloud." And it was the most glorious, magnificent, majestic, gigantuous mushroom looking cloud that I have ever seen. And it was kind of darker on the bottom. In the middle, it was full of sunlight. And then on the top, it kind of looked like a mushroom that got flattened out. And it was just huge. It was so big, it was almost frightening, but it was so beautiful, I couldn't be scared. And so I took a video of this cloud, and I also took a few pictures. And so I made a post on Facebook and I said something like, "This is the cloud that was in our neighborhood this evening. Help, Bill Meck. What is this beautiful thing?" And Bill wrote back to me and he wrote on there, "It's an isolated thunderstorm. And if I'm betting, you're looking east or southeast. The flattening occurs when the updraft hits the top of the troposphere. Above it, the air is warmer, so the cloud can't rise anymore." And of course, I replied to him, "That's exactly what I thought it was, too." He knows better. He knows better. But so I was talking to Bill Meck about that. And guess what? He put my picture and my video on the news that night. So, yes, Julie Tussey is now an official cloudtographer. I'm so proud because I love clouds. I've always loved clouds. I would love to lay on the ground, even as an adult. I did it the whole time I was growing up. Lay on a blanket out on the grass and look at the clouds. It's so cool. Just, if you haven't done that, try it. Take your kids out and try it. It's so wonderful. So there's check. You know, one of my great life ambitions, to be a cloudtographer, fulfilled. Another great thing that happened this week was my daughter, Jillian, she's 18 now, and she had to have a unicorn frappuccino. Oh my gosh, I didn't even know what that was. And I started seeing it all over Instagram. I started seeing it all over Facebook. And by the way, you can see my cloud and my Frappuccino story on Facebook.com / The Julie Tussey Show. And you can also find me on Instagram, The Julie Tussey Show. And you can see all this beautiful picture things that we have, all the beautiful pictures. But anyway, she had to have this unicorn frappuccino. And so the first day they came out, she said, Mom, will you take me? And I had had a long day and it was like 5 o'clock at night. I knew this thing was going to be pure sugar. So I said, let's try and make time tomorrow. Well, she was really disappointed, but I said, let's try to make time tomorrow. So I'm running my errands the next morning and lo and behold, from my 18-year-old, I get a call early in the morning. And I said to myself, oh my gosh, she's out of bed. But anyway, she said, Mom, will you please, while you're out, get me a unicorn frappuccino? So I went through the Starbucks. There's one on each end of town, and the one furthest away is by the Meijer, which I live at Meijer. Shout out to Meijer. Woo! And I got in the drive-thru. I thought, well, you know, it looks pretty busy, so I'll just go through the drive-thru. So I'm waiting 15 minutes in the drive-thru, and I finally pull up to the place where you order. And there's a great big sign that says, we are out of unicorn frappuccino mix. And I was like, oh no. And then I had to wait until I could get to the window. So I go up to the window and all the girls know me at all the Starbucks and at the Dunkin' Donuts counter. I love iced lattes with no sugar. And so I was talking to one of the girls and I said, are you kidding? You are out. And she said, yes. She said, they sent us what they thought would be an 8-day supply and we sold it out in 12 hours. And I was like, oh my gosh, my child is going to be so upset. So I went on my merry way and I called the other Starbucks and I found out that they actually had some mix left. So I rushed over there and I get her a frappuccino. Well, we had to take pictures. I ran home, picked her up. We got it. We were in Kroger, which is my other store. Shout out to Kroger. And we were in Kroger and they had derby hats. So we're taking pictures of the frappuccino and we're taking pictures of derby hats. And we just had a great day. And I want to tell you that I'm doing sugar free right now. So I was not going to have one of those unicorn frappuccinos. But what I did do was I took a sip of it. And you know what? It tasted pretty good. It was like, I thought it was going to taste like cotton candy, which I can't stand fake cotton candy flavors and fake strawberry flavors. And I just really don't like artificial flavors very much. But it kind of had a vanilla meets cherry flavor, if even something mysterious in there. So it was all magic and just, you know, sprinkly and sparkly and just delicious. So we did that. And then I was on Facebook later posting and I saw that one of my girlfriends who has a 5-year-old, she said, I had to get the unicorn frappuccino for her. And she said she took a sip or two. And I said, the mom said, do you like that? And she said, yeah. And she goes, well, what's it taste like? And she said, it tastes like rainbows. But what a genius marketing ploy by Starbucks. Oh my gosh. They say they'll never bring it back or they may never bring it back. It was just a one-time thing. It was supposed to last for a week. And I think they were sold out in 2 days everywhere. I can't confirm that. I've not been the roving reporter, but they just sold out so quickly. And you talk about a huge, huge success. Well, I think that we should make a frappuccino here on the Julie Tussey Show. So if you have ideas for what we could make, send them in to me. But it has to include sparkles, evidently. It needs to have some magic and rainbows in there, too. So frappuccinos were on everybody's mind this week. We'll be right back. Health and beauty are synonymous, and when you find a place that can help you accomplish those two things in your life, you have really found a treasure. The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. You have got to go and enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them that Julie sent you. Beautiful You Medical Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful. I'm Julie Tussey, smart enough to be a blonde. The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. Enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff.
Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them Julie sent you. Beautiful You Med Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful. An official sponsor of the Julie Tessie Show.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glam pain.
Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussie Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell. Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussie Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell.
Julie Tussie here, talking to you about some of the current events going on in my life and in the news. You know what? I stumbled onto something that I wondered if you all had heard about, but Khloe Kardashian started something called the Good American Launch, and it's the chickest jeans, and some of them zip up the side. So I wanted to talk to you about that. So I went online and I found this from fashionista.com. They're talking about how successful all of the Kardashians are. They're famous for being famous. That's what I'm trying to get right. Not. But they're famous for being famous, and they do come up with some great products to market and great ideas for marketing. So it says here, the latest family member to break a literal world record with her business venture is Khloe Kardashian, whose new line of denim, Good American, reached $1 million in sales on its first day of release. Yes, you heard me right. $1 million on its first day of release. The body positive, curve-friendly brand that the Kardashians, that Khloe Kardashian founded with Emma Gred, G-R-E-D-E, or Gretty, launched on October 18th of 2016. And according to a press release, it's already proven to be the biggest denim launch in apparel history, with sizes ranging from 0 to 24. The label relied on social media marketing. And that's where I actually saw it, but I didn't see it until recently. So I was really curious about these jeans because I love that they're made for curvy girls. I am a curvy girl, and some of you listening are curvy. One of them is a, then they said this has sold the biggest, but they are actually a high-waisted jean. She's got a line of boyfriend jeans. And then there was one other kind. I'd have to go back online and find it. But she's got three different cuts of her jeans. So the boyfriend jeans, those are interesting to me. But the high-waisted curvy, like the 1950s and the 1980s. Those were in, and I'm really interested in them because, girl, I do not like muffin topping. When you're not 20 anymore, your pants are down by your hips, sometimes you get muffin top. Sometimes you'll get them like halfway between your hips and your belly button, and you get the muffin top. So if you wear a high-waisted denim jean, you're not going to get a muffin top from that. So I'm really excited to see those. I'm gonna go find a pair and see. You know what would be really cool? If Khloe let me have a pair, because I'm so famous like her. The other thing that I found, though, that I wanted to talk to you girls about is that the chickest jeans. Now, that's hilarious to me, chickest jeans. But there's a pair that has a zipper up the side. And when I saw that, my first reaction was, well, that's a tragedy waiting to happen. How many of you, though, even though we exercise, there's like some padding on that hip, darling. And when I saw that zipper coming up the side, all I could see was my little padding getting stuck in that zipper. Oh, my goodness. Well, if you tried this jean at all, if you tried any of them, please, please write in, comment, let us know. You can send an email to me at julietussie@gmail.com and let us know what you think of these jeans. I'm very curious about them. And if you're listening, Khloe, or any of the Kardashians or anyone from Good American Launch, I would love to rock your jeans. I would love to get them and give you a review, because I am all about fashion. We're all about fashion and fashionistas on the Julie Tussie Show, aren't we? So let's see. I told you about those things. A lot going on the Julie Tussey Show. I wanted to let you know that we have Bill Mack, the chief meteorologist from LEX 18, WLEX 18 in Lexington. He is a... Oh, he's a trip. He is so fun and so funny. And I love for him to come to the studio. And he's just great. You got to hear him. He did an episode early on in my big, long career here. And it was just so much fun. So he'll be coming on soon. I've been talking to Tosca Reno. She is a New York Times best-selling author of a line of books called Clean Eating, and she has her own story about how she became overweight and unhealthy and how she got her life back. And I'm telling you, this woman, she has posed in a bikini, and she's not 29 either. She is looking fine and she is rocking it. And I'm very excited for her to come on and share with you her story. We'll be right back. Stop you. Do it afraid. Yes, be that person. And we're back talking about current events and things going on in the Julie Tussey Show and in my life, which is so very exciting. And talking about the guests that are coming on the show. It's going to be great. 2017 is just going so wonderfully. I keep getting to speak with people who are just amazing, and they're out there and they're famous and they're doing great things and sharing great information, and I am all about sharing great information on the Julie Tussey Show. First, I drink the coffee, then I do this stuff. I'm just wild like that. I want this one to be like, in a world of haters, be a lover. I'm here to show you how to do that. So I wanted to announce to you today that although I'm from Michigan and I've been called a Yankabilly for many years because I live in the South now, I took a test on Facebook and I have some great results that I want to share with you. So I am announcing that I have been declared 100% a Southern Belle. That's right. Me, Julie Tussey, 100% Southern Belle. I had to take a test and it had in it, oh, I don't know, 10 questions or 12 questions about the verbiage and the words used in the South. Like, what does reckon mean? And it gave me four things to choose from. And of course, it means figuring something. I reckon, well, I figure. And so I took this test and so I put on Facebook, I was declared 100% Southern Belle. I do declare, where is my fan? 21 years in the South, and I reckon I know all these Southern sayings. If you live in the South, you'll appreciate that. But this is what they told me. Me, oh my, congrats, y'all. You did amazing, from eating po' boys to using your clicker to scan the channels. You are a Southerner at heart. You are a Southern lingo and culture expert. This wasn't even a challenge for you. So that is another title. See, now I'm a cloudtographer and I'm going to be a Southern lingo and culture expert. That's going on my resume too. But I thought that was really cute. I love taking all those goofy little tests. Sometimes the results that come back are crazy. Of course, you all know I'm very light complected with blonde hair. And one of the tests was, what are you going to look like when you age 50 years? Well, that would be amazing anyway, but when it showed my results, I turned into an African-American woman. I was like, how did this happen? It was so funny, but there's so many crazy things on there. But do go on Facebook, facebook.com/ The Julie Tussey Show, and like our page and follow us and please share us with your friends. If you're listening on iTunes today, please give the show a good review or a great review and let your friends know about us. Everyone with an iPhone, tell them, have you heard about the Julie Tussey Show? Well, let me show you your purple iPod button. You wouldn't believe how many women I'm like, do you have an iPhone? And then I walk them right through and get them subscribed right there when I'm with them, because I don't know why, but many of us don't even know the podcast button is on there. So your podcast button is there. If you are listening by Libsyn, please definitely go in and subscribe so you can hear. I did a Google for the Julie Tussey Show. We've been on a little bit over a year and I was so pleased. We were everywhere. There were so many links and so many different carriers that I didn't even know were carrying the program. So, woo, we're doing good. I so appreciate each and every one of you for listening today. I appreciate all of our supporters and those that have joined with us to bring great products and great information into your life. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful to have this podcast and I'm thankful to be here. I want to tell you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest. I'm Julie Tussey, teaching you how to pull yourself up by your thigh-high bootstraps.
The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. Enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them Julie sent you. Beautiful You Med Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful. An official sponsor of the Julie Tussey Show. I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampain.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.